Jesus never stepped into his ministry until the Holy Spirit fell upon him and filled him. And then he was completely and utterly unstoppable. It was his enabling power, his strength, the Holy Spirit. And every one of us in this place, every single one of us is anointed. You're anointed. There's a purpose on your life. There's a calling on your life. There's a reason that God created you. And this morning we're going to touch with that. And I just want you to, stay, take your seat just for a moment in the bank and stay up here. Let me just keep playing, Dave. I like it. It's great. Yeah, Psalm 133, something that we've commanded over our church, a word that was spoken over our church. When I mean church, I mean every single individual household represented in this place. Amen? So let me read it. Psalms 133. Behold, and how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Listen to this, verse 2. This relates to today. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edges of his garment. It's like the dew of Hermon descending from the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life evermore. You know, this person called Aaron, why is he mentioned? He was the first ever proclaimed high priest. He was actually Moses' brother. And he was the first priest, high priest. And what they used to do in those days is they, when it came to a king, and we know that Saul was the very first king after all the judges, the prophet would get a word from God. Or when it came to the priest, and the prophet would come with this oil, this anointing oil, and they would pour it over the head. And we know the story of King David. All his brothers were lined up, and God searched their hearts, and they were not who God had anointed. And we know the story. He was out tending sheep. He was the most unlikely, the most unnatural pick. The next minute he gets drawn into this house, and there's the prophet Samuel, who you just were afraid of if you lived in those days. Because if you came up against a prophet, you said something to them. Bears would come down and kill you if you talked against God's prophet. That's in the Old Testament. Look it up. And he stretches out his hand and he anoints this young man. And the whole of Israel would have known that this young man was special. I mean, he went through a lot after that, just quietly. He had a lot of opposition. But he was special. He was anointed. And everyone would, wow, he'd walk down, hey, that's the anointed. Isn't that the boy that was anointed? He's anointed king. Amen. It's something special. It's something powerful. It's something significant. So when Aaron was anointed, the very first priest, at the time of Moses, they poured this oil, and it talks about it here in Psalm, running down the beard, running down his garments. It smothered him. It covered every part of his life. Let me fast forward you for a moment to where we are today. Because that's the Old Testament, this is New Testament, this is New Covenant. It's all relevant. But But let me tell you what it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you, everyone say me, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people from God's own possession, to proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into this his marvelous light. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Christ has made us, listen to this, kings and priests to God and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So can I tell you what we're going to do today? Because you might think, okay, symbolism. You're up here, there's a little bit of oil. We're going to pray for you. But this is powerful. If you were an Old Testament person and I said that I was going to anoint you, if I was the prophet, you'd be like David, what? This would be something that would just mind-boggle you. It would be something like, am I that special? Am I chosen of God? Because in the Old Testament, the priest had to come from a certain tribe, and you didn't wake up one day and say, I'm anointed of God and I'm called of God. You just couldn't do that. But Jesus changed everything. He tore the veil of the holies of holies when he died, and the Spirit of God descended out and all the gifts went out, and every single believer can be someone that stands and they are anointed and they're chosen and they're special and they are a priest unto God and they are kings unto God. Amen. The greatest deregulation of the power of God happened. It split and heaven just said, it's enough. I'm not going to give it to one or two special people. I'm going to put a dispensation. The devil overstepped his mark. He killed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he had no right to because he had never sinned. And so God got to tear up that contract called the Old Covenant. He tore it in two, and he goes, this is a game changer. I can do it all over, and I can do it fresh, and I can do it new, and I'm going to do something so powerful. I'm going to allow this power that was kept in a box called the Ark of the Covenant, this power that rested on a special priest or a special king, and it was reserved for special people. He said, I'm going to crack that open on the day of Pentecost, and I'm going to pour it out on all everyone that wants it, every believer. And they are going to be called priests and kings, and they're going to walk with my authority. They're going to speak my word. They're going to stand against the enemy, and they're going to carry my anointing, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can you imagine? I'd love to be talking to an Old Testament crowd, because they would really know. They would really realize what we have. And some of them would be walking up slapping you in a nice way, saying, have you got any idea? Have you got any idea what you have? Have you got any idea what you have? You're anointed to come against sin in your life. Amen? You're anointed. Jesus said, I've come to proclaim the good news. The name Jesus Christ means the anointed one. To set the captives free. To bind up the broken. To proclaim healing and the year of Jubilee, which means freedom, release from debt. Amen? So today, I want you to experience the anointing that's on your life. Are you with me? And some of you, I think today it's going to drop into your spirit and there's going to be a realization. There's going to be a realization that you are anointed, you are special, that God has poured His Spirit all over you, and that you do not have to stand for what the enemy is trying to do. Amen? Sorry, I'm a little bit passionate. I always get passionate when I'm hungry. Amen? I'm going to pray that the chains get broken. Some of you have got some burdens you've had on you. And Isaiah 10, 27 says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed. Everyone say the word destroyed, because of the anointing oil. James chapter 5, verse 14. I'm going to speak healing into this congregation. Is anyone among you sick? Raise your hand if you've got sickness or illness in your body. Raise your hand. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call for the elders. We're going to have them up of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise them up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Amen. We're going to release healing in a moment. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession. 2, proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let me finish on this. It says here that we're God's possession. If I possess something, I own it. It's all mine. It's completely mine. And as we pray for God's anointing to be released over you, as you are a priest and a king, true? Some of you, I think you're going to realize that you are owned by God, that all that you do, all that you do, all that you do reflects him. And the other side about, if I own something, I protect it. Amen? I've got a car. Who's got a car? Raise your hand. Madeline, raise your hand. Cost me enough. And if you have an alarm system, you protect your car. True? Sometimes if you don't want a car, you don't. You leave the door open just in case it could get stolen. Just kidding. But you own it, you protect it, and God owns you, friend. His protection is over your life. You're his possession. Amen? You're possessed by him. He holds you. You are his. And I love this last part. To proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called you out of darkness for a reason. You are called. I was called out of darkness. You are called out of darkness to do something, to be someone. And it says to proclaim his virtues. That word virtues simply means the praises of God, the good things of God, that your life is dedicated to praising the name of God and what he's done through you. Amen? No matter where you are a business person, whether you're in ministry, whether you're a mum at home raising kids, you are called to praise the name of Jesus. Your life is supposed to point to the praises of God. Amen? So every one of you has a purpose here. You're possessed by God. So we're going to pray for his protection. And every one of you has a calling and a purpose. And I want to speak into that. Some of us are going to have words that God or Holy Spirit will drop into our spirits that will give you something towards your purpose. Amen? And your calling. You ready? So what we're going to do, we're going to get row by row. But first of all, I'm going to get some of our key leaders, some people I've tapped on the shoulder, come out here, form a line. Our life group leaders, pretty much. Come and stand right across the front, guys. Don't be shy. Thompson's. Where's Lord S? And my mum says she struggles with hearing, but I want you to come up, Mum. I'm sorry. Quite often it's very hard. They tell you, your parents tell you what to do, true? But she's got a flow on the fact that I'm the pastor as well. She goes, I can't hear them. So if you're talking to my mum, can you yell in her ear? You've got permission. And I just want you for a moment just to close your eyes. Come on. This is not about the person that's praying for you. This is about you. This is about the Holy Spirit. This is about Him wanting to connect with you and tell you and give you a sense of the anointing that you have on your life. And if that anointing needs to break a yoke today, then it will. If that anointing needs to be released in healing today, then it will. And if that anointing needs to help with your purpose to proclaim the virtues of God, it will. So come with expectancy. And just let the Holy Spirit just do what He needs to do in this place. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. So what we're going to do, we're going to start with the first row. We're going to start with here. There we go. You're the one. So I want you just to walk all the way down to the last person, which is my wife, Marianne, and stand in front of her. And the rest of the row, and we're just going to do it this way. Someone will tap you and you'll start this end and you'll just flow down here. And we're going to pray for everyone in this place. Is that all right? Sound good? And can I just tell you, don't just be a spectator. Be a participator. Our team's going to lead us in quiet worship. Soft. And why don't you just worship God until someone tells you, taps you on the shoulder and tells you that your row is coming down. Amen? We're going to pray for some people.
Drink from the cup. So powerful. You are ever so present in our lives. And so in this anointing service, we give ourselves up to you, Lord. Anoint us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for coming back and making anointing possible for every single one of us. Hallelujah, Lord. We are anointed. Matroshka, thank you. Thank you, God. You are one. You're the Father, you're the Son, and you're the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. sing with me. Sing to the Lord. Sing with your entire heart, with your entire being. Give yourself up to Him and praise Him.
I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and pray, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can say. Overwhelming.
There is authority in our lives. We've been gifted with an anointing, a gift, each and every one of us, that in itself just goes to show how amazing our God is. Plan he's got for all of us. Thank you, God.
Amen. Still praying for a few people up here. But can we just stand to our feet out there for just one more last time? Has anyone not been prayed for? Just give us a wave if you haven't. There's a couple. We're going to pray for you those in a moment. But if everyone else, why don't we stand to our feet just for a moment? You've been sitting for a while. You know, the last thing I want to do in this service, which is something that, to be honest, is our number one focus in this place. I want to give people an opportunity, if you're in this place, and if you have any doubt in your mind whatsoever that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, I want to make sure that you don't leave this place. That you don't go. Worst thing we can do as lovers of God is to let someone leave and disappear out of here and not give them the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And I want everyone in just a moment just to close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And I just want to think you to think about yourself just for just a moment. Do you know Jesus? Is he 100% your Lord and Savior? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a Christian, which means Christ in me? I want you just to reflect on your own life for just a moment. Keep your eyes closed, just for a moment. I say that because I don't want you to think about anyone else around you. Because one day you're going to stand before God and it's going to be about you, not about your neighbor, your friend, your husband or your wife or your family. It's going to be about you. And I just want you. And so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to pray a prayer. And there's two people I'm going to pray for. And we're all going to pray this prayer together. The first one is someone that doesn't know Jesus and needs to know him for the very first time, give their life to him. And the second person is someone that you know you've made a decision in the past. But if you are honest with yourself, you've been walking away from God. And it's time to turn around and head back to God. And we call that a rededication. And I want right now, we're going to get everyone in this place to pray this prayer. Every eye closed and pray this prayer after me. Come on. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me, that you took away my sin and all my wrongdoing, and you replaced it with your grace and your mercy. I accept today that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that eternity is placed in my heart, that I'm a Christian, which means Christ in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Every eye closed, just for a moment longer. Sorry, just for a moment longer. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, always a rededication, please just raise your hand. If you meant that from your heart and you prayed that prayer as a rededication or for the first time, just raise your hand so I can see it. I'm going to give it an opportunity. Just raise one hand up so that we know. Okay. Amen. Beautiful. So we're going to continue to pray for a little bit longer, but I'm going to close the service now. So just keep your eyes closed for a moment. Let me just pray over you. God, I thank you for everyone here. God, we thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you that we don't do life under our own strength. It's not by our might, but by your Spirit. And God, I pray that today, that God, that people would sense the freedom that comes from the anointing. Yokes being broken. Healings being released. God, we thank you for our purpose, that we are possessed by you, God, that we are your possessions, and you protect us in all that we do. And you protect our calling here on this earth, God, which is to proclaim your virtues and give praise to you. And God, I pray for favor and purpose and blessing. And as you said to Joshua, wherever they tread their foot, God, give them success in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, maybe one more time, everybody said, amen. Well, God bless you, church. We're still going to keep praying for people. And if you want prayer for sickness or anything, please come out here. We'll be waiting. If you're new or visiting, please go to our cafe just out through those doors. God bless you, church.